Time now for a look-see behind the headlines with Peter Dykstra. Peter's with Environmental Health News, that's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org, and joins us now on the line from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi there, Peter.
Well, hi, Steve. And by the way, you're sounding very presidential today.
Oh, really? I sound like President Trump? Hey, so what did you think about Mr. Trump's State of the Union speech?
Well, as far as environment and science are concerned, I'll be brief because the president certainly was. In past years, we've talked about how presidents of both parties insert a couple of obligatory lines about the environment in the annual speech. In 1993, Bill Clinton talked about cleaning up the troubled Superfund program. A quarter century and four presidents later, that still hasn't happened. And though it now seems unbelievably quaint, both Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan said that protecting the environment should never be a partisan or ideological issue.
Yeah, I think that was long ago and far away, Peter. But what about Mr. Trump talking about clean coal and some energy independence?
We have ended the war on American energy, and we have ended the war on beautiful, clean coal.
Okay, let's start with beautiful, clean coal. We've had two demonstration projects for burning coal with few or no emissions, one in Illinois, one in Mississippi, and both were billion-dollar disasters. At this point, we've got better odds of getting clean energy from leprechauns on treadmills than we do from clean coal. Even the most zealous of the coal barons have advised Trump to pull back on his unrealistic promises to revive a dying industry. Natural gas is eating coal's lunch in the marketplace, and wind and solar are well on the way to putting two more nails in the coffin for domestic coal for making electricity.
And what about American energy independence?
Well, we'd have more chance of American energy independence if the feds, some states, and utilities stop pulling back on the reins on the rapid growth and plummeting costs of wind and solar. Some of the most fossil fuel-friendly states like Texas and Oklahoma are also cleaning up on wind power.
Yet Virginia is apparently going to be the first coal-producing state to join the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. So since that was just about all the president said about energy and environment, what went unsaid?
Well, let's see. Here's a couple of things. In his speech last week at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, President Trump went on an extended boast about the American economy. Record high stock market, record low unemployment, and more. And a big part of that boast was the assault on regulations, environmental and otherwise, that the White House sees as a drag on American productivity. He tossed out a single line about regs in the State of the Union, and the president avoided the traditional nods toward clean air and water and other things that many of us consider to be nothing less than a birthright.
So the cynics would say he wants to make America dirty again? Hey, do we have some time for a quick dip into history?
Always. A momentous 60th anniversary for this part of the country. In early 1958, two military aircraft collided over eastern Georgia. The pilots safely ejected and parachuted, but the cargo of one of those planes included a nuclear weapon, which is believed to have ditched near the mouth of the Savannah River.
So a bomb in the water near a busy port and some beach towns like Hilton Head and Tybee Island. Tell me they found the bomb.
Well, it's only been 60 years, but not yet. Some tabloid reports said that amateur divers stumbled on the bomb, but nothing substantial has been reported. It's a mystery, just like beautiful, clean coal.
Nice one, Peter. Peter Dykstra is an editor with DailyClimate.org and Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Steve, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.